Hi, I'm Renee Rosnes, and this is Piano Jazz. I'm sitting in today for Marion McPartland, and my guest is Marian Petrescu. He's a dazzling player originally from Romania who's been tearing up the European jazz scene since he was 15 years old. And today, he's here with me in New York. Marian, it's nice to have you here on Piano Jazz, and this is your first time in New York City.
Yes, really. I never been before. It's the first time, and I'm really impressed about the town. It's maybe the best town in the world.
It is, certainly. Yeah, I would agree that it's certainly ranks up there with one of the best cities in the world.
Yeah, really, yeah.
And you have a new record out, and the name of the album is The Resonance Big Band Plays Tribute to Oscar Peterson, and it's featuring Marian Petrescu.
Yes.
How did this album come about?
Well, after Oscar Peterson, when he was passed away for 1.5 years ago, Mr. Josh Klabin was called me straight to Finland and say if I should like to do the tribute to Oscar Peterson. And it was for me a great honor because I know that Oscar was the greatest.
Oh, he was wonderful. You had the opportunity to see him live a few times?
Once in Porty Jazz.
Right. Yeah. I didn't have an opportunity to meet him until in the last few years. I met him about 6 years ago.
Oh, so quite late.
I had to play in front of him too, so it was
rather nerve-wracking. Wow, great.
But, anyway, this album sounds fantastic. And on it, you play a piece written by Oscar called A Little Jazz Exercise.
Yeah, it's a very tricky piece. it shows like a little jazz exercise, but really when you start to play, it needs good fingers. It's really, it's like Art Tatum almost. Is,
yeah. You know, well, the title is a little deceptive, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tricky piece.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to play it for us?
Yes, why not?
Okay.
Thank you.
That was fantastic.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Oh, well.
You certainly have the fingers to play it.
Yeah, it's tricky. I didn't. I never trained. My training is like classical music.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. So,
yes, yes.
So when did you begin piano lessons?
From when I was 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
I studied with the famous, classical piano player from Romania. Her name was Marina Ionescu.
Mm-hmm.
She was studying in a conservatory in France, in Paris.
Oh.
She say, okay, just play what I say. And I was 6 years old boy, so I didn't really understand what she meant. I was looked straight through the window because was the football place was very near of our apartment. And I looked there how the children play football, but she pushed my fingers exactly on the tangents, you know. It was really... Because I was not interested in 6 years old to do anything really music,
right.
But she came about 1 year and she was teach me to play a little bit classical. And when I was 7, she teach me to play some Ludwig van Beethoven piece, and the piece had 3 parts,
mm-hmm.
and she showed me only 2, and she get sick and I did the 3rd part by myself.
Oh.
Like improvise, something what is fit with the piece, what she showed me. And she was really amazed. When she came again to the lesson, she was hearing me say, my God, it's your part? I say, yes, it's my part. Incredibly, your instrument has to be piano and you have to really train.
Wow. Did you have brothers and sisters who also played, or
yes.
were your parents musical?
Yes, my brother played bass. He's a very good jazz bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And we play together with my trio sometime in Europe. And
Mihai, is that how
yes,
you say his
Mihai
name?
Yes, Mihai Petrescu, yes. My big brother, Nelu, he's a... Sometimes he make the orchestrations, but he really like football more. We sport a lot.
Right.
But my dad was the best musician of our family.
Really?
He was a great violinist. He was a concertmeister, and he was recording with Isaac Stern.
Really?
A double violin concert.
Uh-huh.
Bach, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In, I think in 40s.
Wow.
50s or 40s, I don't remember exactly.
Right. So you lived in Bucharest for
yes.
how long then?
I left Bucharest, I can say, when I was 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was living in Sweden about five years. It was nice.
Yes. And when did you first hear jazz?
From the age of 8 years, I heard Oscar Peterson.
Is he the first pianist or
yes,
the first jazz
yes,
that you
yes,
ever heard?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And I can tell you exactly the piece. It was... I remember Clifford. And when I heard the way he played, I said, wait, this can't be true, this can't be true. I said to my friend, can you put me more times that I understand what he's doing? Because I was only 8. And I couldn't believe touch, sound, many sounds on the piano, beauty, harmony, the complexity. He really, how I can say, is like sugar, you know. It's so sweet, everything he's doing. And the logic... The expression and
mm-hmm.
the logic,
mm-hmm.
he was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's much classic inside
mm-hmm.
classical music, and that's why I like it, you know.
Yeah.
And then I start to like, you know, I say, ask, oh, he's my idol. Is it? But of course, I was listening to Chick Corea, to Herbie Hancock after when I were about 12 or 13
wow.
years.
Right.
And they really impressed me also.
Of course.
They're all great players.
Yeah. When did you first hear Art Tatum?
Oh. When I was 15, mm-hmm. I was 15 years when I was listening to Art Tatum. Wow, I mean, he played Elegy,
mm-hmm.
you know, the piece called, was really, I don't think anyone can do what Art Tatum did, really.
Right. That's
I think
true.
He's the king of piano solo.
Yeah.
Piano solo, he's the best.
Yeah. And when I listen to Art Tatum, even now, I mean, he's so modern. I mean, his harmonies are still very modern.
Exactly.
It's quite
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
He was
it's
so ahead of his time.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. I can say he is the father of pianists.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
He is the greatest. He's the greatest.
No question. Well, I'd love to talk more about all these great piano players.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps we should have another musical selection. I was wondering if you might play Oscar's Cakewalk.
Yes, Keiko is a nice song.
Okay.
Of Asuka, yeah.
Great. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Wonderful performance.
you.
Where did you learn that piece?
Well, I bought a book from Norway, exactly. When I was in the jazz festival, I left to see Norway town. And I left in town and I left to the shop. And I asked in the music shop, do you have some books, jazz books? He said, yes. Yes, we have jazz also. Here it's our books. I check out and there was Asker Peterson, exactly after he's dead. I say, my God, that's the book of Asker. I say, yeah, pieces of Asker. I never got this, those things. And I check out, there was Kay Cook, and of course, the most beautiful ballad he wrote was Love Ballad.
Love Ballad, yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful classical. And I say to my brother, because we had the concert in Doha, in Norway, I say, hey, let's do Kay Cook now. The new piece, a love ballad for him tonight. And we did that tribute.
How nice.
Yeah, really was.
Yeah, that's a great book. I only recently discovered that book.
Really?
Yeah,
yes,
piece to play. Well, there's more music in a minute with Marian Petrescu. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Rini Rosnes, and this is Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and friends. haven't had a chance to play duet with you, and I would really love to do that.
No, I think I have the chance to play with you. Really.
What do you feel like playing?
My Romance.
My Romance. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful Rodgers and Hart composition.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, that was a lot of fun, Marian. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a great honor and a great pleasure to play with you. You're a great piano player, I know.
Likewise. Your time feel is very easy. It's very easy to play with you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Swinging.
Thanks.
Well, I thought I would ask you a little bit about Finland, because I know you live in Helsinki or close to Helsinki.
No, about 298 kilometers from Helsinki, so it's in the middle of Finland. I live in a town called Jyväskylä.
Okay, I won't try and
it's
pronounce
that.
It's
a small town. It's like 100,000 people.
How do you work there? You must travel all the time to perform.
I'm doing well. I play with the famous clarinet player from Finland. And he plays swing music like Benny Goodman and those stuff.
And the two of you play duet together?
No, we have a quartet and sometimes we have a singer. So I camp singers and also he invites singers to play with.
Right.
Yeah, and they say...
Do you play around the country or do you play around Scandinavia?
Around Scandinavia I play with him. And plus I play, of course, with the virtuoso guitarist from Sweden, Andreas Öberg. He's incredible.
Right, and you've recorded with him as well.
Yes, I did. Yes. It was a really great pleasure to play with such a great guitar player.
Yeah. And did you ever have the opportunity to meet or play with Niels Henning or Sten Petersen, the great Danish bass player?
Actually, I had the possibility, but Niels died.
Oh. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. I met him and asked him about how Oscar is, what kind of person he is. And he said he's great and nice person. And, of course, what can say about Oscar, of course.
Yes.
But Niels was one of the greatest bass players in this earth. I can say he was a fantastic bass player, but I didn't have the possibility to play with him now because he died, so I couldn't.
Yeah, it's a big loss to the jazz world.
Yeah, it's true.
Passed away much too soon.
That's the truth.
Well, I was very fortunate to have the experience of playing with Niels a few times.
Really, over you did?
In Denmark, and I recorded one album with him. It was after his good friend and fantastic pianist, Kenny Drew, passed away.
Oh, yes, I know.
And, of course, Kenny and he had played together for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so we did an album called Friends Forever.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
It came out in, it was a Japanese label.
Okay.
But it was definitely one of the great experiences of my life to be able to play with him and get to know him a bit. And speaking of the passing of Niels, perhaps I'll play the next piece. I was going to play a solo, and maybe I'll play this in tribute to him. This is
a
beautiful Gordon Jenkins composition, probably his most well-known song that he wrote. This is called Goodbye.
Oh, great. What a great version.
Thank you.
Was your own version?
Yeah.
Incredibly good.
Thank you.
Good harmonies. Nice.
Thank you. Well, there's more to come with Marian Petrescu. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Renee Rosness, and this is Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and friends. Well, I had so much fun playing that first duet with you. Let's do another one.
Yes, really. I really enjoy to play with you.
What do you feel like doing?
Yes, maybe Yours, My Heart Alone by Franz Lehár.
Yes, certainly.
Yes, will be great.
Let's try
okay,
that.
Okay, let's do it. Thank you.
Well, that was a lot of notes.
Oh, yeah. But the right places.
We hope so.
But I heard Oscar Peterson played that tune in, I think, in the 80s. When he played with, I think was on the drums, Bob Durham or somebody.
Bobby Durham, yeah.
Bobby Durham, man. He plays so fast that was not anymore swinging, but it was so difficult things what he did in fast tempo that, you know, it was really amazing. But the drummer had really problem. He after when they finished the piece, he just lay down on the floor. And you know, and he said, you know,
he was surrendering.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that makes for some good showbiz, too. Of your drummer on the floor.
Yeah, no. But Oscar sometimes do those things. You know, he's so great piano player
sure.
that he can do those things.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, I think he enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoy it, of course.
Challenging exactly, the musicians exactly, that played exactly, with him as well. Exactly. Well, I'm having a great time with my guest, Mr. Marian Petrescu, and there's more in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Renee Rosness, and this is Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and Friends. There's so many great tunes and great songs to play. How do you go about choosing your repertoire?
Well, you know, it's about the feeling. It's all about, is the question about the feeling, you know. Sometimes I feel to play in one day very modern. I choose a modern repertoire. You know, it's like music, it's about love.
Of course, yeah.
And you can't speak about love if you don't feel it. So sometimes I feel to play like, you know, Oscar tunes, and sometimes I say, I just don't want to do that. It's the pin of the day, and, you know, it's I don't like never play the same.
Yes, of course.
That's the most important.
How about another solo?
Yes, I sure like. Yeah.
Which one are you going to play?
I think Body and Soul.
Body and Soul. Can't get better than that one.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was one of the most gorgeous readings of Body and Soul that I've ever heard.
Oh, thanks a lot. You
have such a wide palette of harmonies, and your touch is just, you have such subtleties. I mean, you can play powerfully, and you play very tenderly, and it's very, you know, it touches me. It's very emotional, the way you play.
Thank you.
Tell me your harmony a little bit about maybe what has influenced you. Has classical music influenced you?
Yes, of course. I play a lot Scriabin.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I took from Evans a lot because he's the greatest jazz harmonist. And of course, the hugest Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff.
Yes, he is the hugest. He's the best. He have a lot of chords, djents, doubles, and octaves. And
yes.
He's the djent with his big hands. And sometimes he have the melody in the thumb. And sometimes he change in the fifth finger. And sometimes every finger has own weight where it's going. You know.
Can you demonstrate a little bit about what you're speaking
example,
of?
Now the melody is on the thumb. Now it's everywhere. It's from him. Yeah.
It's all in there.
Yeah, it's from him. It's yeah. It just goes, and the modulations like it. The changes.
It's another way to play a 2-5-1.
Of course. He do the modulations, but he don't do the logic. He turn all the harmonies in his way, like
he's inside out and upside down.
Yes, I give you example, like how he take example C major example. It's like this. He B chords, open chords. He never think like Evans example like that, you know. Quartz, you know.
See, in Bill Evans' playing, I hear a lot of Brahms.
Really?
You know, just the way he arpeggiates and the way he uses his left hand, especially in solo piano playing.
He's a very lyrical, poetic player. He's like Chopin.
Yeah.
Evans for me sounds warm, very warm player. Yeah. Very nice. But Rachmaninoff, it's my favorite forever. He's the jam.
Well, speaking of influences, of course, I know that, as we spoke about before, Art Tatum is one of your major influences as well.
Naturally, of course. Yeah. He's many piano players, what do they play, modern or whatever, the influence is Art Tatum. And everybody who plays technically very good is from Art Tatum.
Yes. Well, I've heard that you do a really great rendition of Indiana. I would love to wrap up the program by hearing you play that. Would you do that for us?
Yes, of course. With pleasure. Thank you.
Well, my goodness, that was just incredible.
Thank you so much.
I don't think there's any notes left for me to play now.
No, it's not the point.
They're gone.
No, I'm sure you do.
You've been listening to Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz with guest host Rini Rosnes. Today's guest was pianist Marion Petrescu. Join us each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering assistant Dale Anderson, production assistant Grant Jackson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal mail address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org.